From NPR News, this is Weekend Edition. I'm Andrea Seabrook, and these were some of the voices in the news this past week.
We put up two candidates, George W. Bush and Osama bin Laden. Be truthful. Who would win a popular vote in Pakistan?
I think they'll both lose miserably.
It feels awesome. New Orleans has been waiting for us for a long time. After Katrina, we never knew if the Saints would be back in New Orleans, but they're here. It's a good thing that they're back.
Our hearts and our prayers are with our students, staff, and their families, especially the family of the student we lost.
I am very concerned that HP may be suffering from Sergeant Schultz syndrome. Some in a position of authority are now saying, I heard nothing, I saw nothing, I knew nothing. That is their defense. It is not believable.
We cannot be able to tell the American people we're doing our full job unless we have the tools necessary to do so. And this legislation passed in the House yesterday is a part of making sure that we do have the capacity to protect you.
It's a betrayal of the most basic values of freedom for which America stands. It makes a mockery of the Bush-Cheney administration's lofty rhetoric about exporting freedom across the globe. We can export freedom across the globe, but we'll cut it out in our own country.
As far as I'm concerned, the entire report should be declassified, period. But at a minimum, the entire report that relates to Iraq should be declassified. There is material beyond the findings, which is highly relevant to this subject.
Once again, there's a leak out of our government coming right down the stretch in this campaign. You know, to create confusion in the minds of the American people, in my judgment, is why they leaked it.